The 2017 Iditarod Sled Dog Race is over. The 45th running, rerouted from Fairbanks to Nome, came to an end last night with the finisher's banquet held at the Nome Rec Center. Each musher was recognized individually, starting with this year's Red Lantern, Cindy Abbott.
2 years ago, I was still out on the trail during the banquet. And this year I came in 32 hours faster. To still get the Red Lanterns, and I have a pair.
Before all 64 mushers took to the podium to share stories from the trail and thank family and sponsors, special awards were handed out. Mitch Seavey's lead dog Pilot received the City of Nome Lolly Medley Memorial Golden Harness Award. Nicholas Petit received the Nome Kennel Club Award for fastest time from safety to Nome in 2 hours and 27 minutes.
Fast dogs are fun to drive.
But after Petit's show of sportsmanship for handing over Dallas Seavey's dropped vet book at the finish line, it was Alan Moore that was selected by fellow mushers for the 2017 Sportsmanship Award.
When I think about this award, I think about the diphtheria happened so long ago. People were helping people. And when I see someone out there, you know, in distress or troubled, I like to help them. So, thank you very much.
Rookie of the Year went to Frenchman Sebastian Vernoux, who placed 23rd, as well as Most Improved Musher Ryan Reddington, who jumped up 22 places since his last Iditarod finish in 2009. Western Alaska mushers stretched across the field this year. Bethel's Pete Kaiser placed 9th, while fiancés John Baker and Catherine Keith of Kotzebue crossed the finish line in 18th and 19th place. Richie Deal of Antioch finished in 24th, while Nome's Noah Burmeister arrived in 29th. Melissa Stewart took 33rd behind Martin Boozer, and Paul Hansen, a rookie from Kotzebue, rounded out the group of Western Alaska mushers, finishing 61st. A total of 8 mushers scratched in the 2017 race.